It's Oscar time, and in honor of the Academy Awards, Warner Brothers has released on DVD a number of classic Oscar-winning movies. One of them, My Fair Lady, has an intriguing backstory, as music critic Lloyd Schwartz tells us.
My Fair Lady, one of Broadway's most successful musicals, went on to become one of Hollywood's most successful movies. In 1964, it won 8 Oscars, including the awards for Best Actor, Best Director, and Best Picture. Warner Brothers has just put out a new 2-disc special edition DVD in a gorgeous new high-definition transfer to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the film's original release. The most interesting added material on this set is an unusually honest hour-long documentary about the making of the movie, narrated by Jeremy Brett, the actor who played the role of Freddie. It's hard to imagine a less controversial film than My Fair Lady, and yet there's a continuing controversy about the casting of the title role. On Broadway, Eliza Doolittle, the Cockney flower seller whom linguistics professor Henry Higgins transforms into an elegant lady, was played by a young English woman who had only one previous Broadway credit. I'm referring, of course, to Julie Andrews. She not only had a lovely, silvery voice, but she also brought a certain wistful poignance to the role that no one else has ever quite matched. On a DVD of musical comedy clips from The Ed Sullivan Show, called Best of Broadway Musicals, you can see how magical she was, singing and dancing Wouldn't It Be Loverly with members of the Broadway cast.
All I want is a room somewhere, far away from the cold night air, with one enormous chair. Chocolate for me to eat, lots of coal making lots of heat, warm face, warm hands, warm feet, and wouldn't it be lovely?
Two of the show's leading players, Rex Harrison and Stanley Holloway, repeated their roles in the film, but typically Hollywood wanted a more established star for the title role, Audrey Hepburn, who was also wonderful, especially in the later scenes of her transformation. But she wasn't considered a singer, so the Hollywood pros did what they usually did with movie stars who couldn't sing. They brought in someone else to dub her singing voice. That uncredited singer was soprano Marnie Nixon, who also dubbed the singing voices of Deborah Carr in The King and I and Natalie Wood in West Side Story. According to Jeremy Brett in the documentary, Hepburn was desperate to do her own singing, as was Brett himself, whose singing voice was dubbed for On the Street Where You Live. Two songs, Wouldn't It Be Loverly and Show Me, were actually filmed with Hepburn lip-syncing to her own recorded voice. Later, her vocal tracks were replaced by Marnie Nixon's. These outtakes with Audrey Hepburn's own singing have been located and are included on the DVD. You can see on her face the expressions you hear in her voice, a voice that gave these songs a dimension of character missing from the final version of the film.
Lots of chocolate for me to eat, lots of cow, Mike, lots of ink, warm face, warm hands, warm feet, I'll lovely. Oh, so lovely, sitting up so bloomin'utely still. I would never budge till spring crept over my windowsill.
Marnie Nixon's pleasant but generic singing erases Hepburn's inimitable and irresistible vocal personality.
chocolate for me to eat. Lots of cow mike and lots of eat. Warm face, warm hands, warm feet. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely?
Audrey Hepburn was one of the few people connected with My Fair Lady who wasn't even nominated for an Academy Award. Maybe because she didn't do her own singing. And that year, the Best Actress Oscar went to the star of Mary Poppins, Julie Andrews.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the new DVD edition of My Fair Lady.